Use number 2294, Horsey Family LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the expansion of conditional use number 1741, which is ordinance number 2021, for the expansion of a borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 62.20 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Asbury Road, which is Sussex County Route 446, approximately 0.35 miles south of County Seat Highway, which is Route 9. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 21, Parcel 21.00, and submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, and a copy of Ordinance Number 2021, dated December 16, 2008, and I would note that we received zero comments. Oh, and the staff analysis, too. Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Mr. Hutt, the attorney, recognizes that there's nobody else in the room but you guys. So I point that out.
Thank you.
Yeah. In case you want to tailor your presentation accordingly.
Noted, although I do appreciate, and I was going to comment on this anyway, that the Planning Commission has ordered a food truck right at the entrance and exit of this building. So I thought maybe that's why there was a 5-minute break, was so that there was like an intermission.
might have been for
The only way we're going to be able to enjoy that is if we can get out there.
Understood.
Mr. Hopkins is trying to say is that you're standing between him and that food truck.
And Mr. Whitehouse, is the other, there was just a couple of slides, because that's a much longer version, and I was just instructed that if the shorter version is the appropriate version. What was emailed by Mr. Mumford earlier.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. For the record, my name is David Hutt, local attorney here in Georgetown with Morris James. This evening, I'm representing the Horsey Family LLC, which is both the owner of the property as well as the applicant. With me this evening is Bobby Horsey, representative from Horsey Family LLC, and sitting next to him is Cliff Mumford, a professional engineer with Davis Bowen and Friedel, who are the project engineers. As you can see from this image, this is Route 9 that's running diagonally across the page. The application deals with right where the cursor is right now, which is about a 62-acre tract of land. The roadway that's running this way that crosses Route 9 is Asbury Road that was referenced a moment ago by Mr. Whitehouse when he introduced it. There is one quirk on these images. The little triangle that's across the street is really not part of this application. So it's just an extraneous marking, but the application is just for those 62 acres that are right there. As you can see in this area of Georgetown, or of Sussex County rather, this is what you think of, I think, anybody thinks of when they think of rural Sussex County. A lot of agricultural lands, some woodlands, and then some single family homes interspersed throughout those areas. This slide is not a mistake. The area is all zoned AR1, and so there is no coloring on the slide, so it's certainly a very rural area of Sussex County. And that was a future land use map, so it is a low density area. The next slide is the zoning map, and there is one B1 parcel just off of, at the intersection of Route 9 and Route 20, but obviously the screen is predominated by AR1 agricultural lands. The 2020 state strategies maps identifies this as a level 4 area. And moving right to the conceptual site plan. As was indicated, a copy of ordinance number 2021 that was approved on December 16th, 2008 was included in both the project booklet and the materials supplied by the Planning Commission as part of the online packet. And what that ordinance was the approval of conditional use 1741 for a 199.5-acre borrow pit that is presently under operation. After it was approved in December of 2008, the final site plan with, of course, all the agency approvals was obtained, and final site plan approval was granted. That plan was recorded. The entrance was constructed off of Hartsgravel Road or Route 20. And the operations have been ongoing since that time. And if we return to the aerial image, you can see the entrance onto Hartsgravel Road. And of course, you can see where, when that image was taken, the area of the pit that had been excavated at that point in time. Vulcan is actually doing the mining at that site. And due to the condition, the condition of the soils, they asked the property owner if they could move in this direction at this time. I'll call it a northerly direction, and then work towards the east and work in a clockwise direction back around, and then leave basically right where they started and came in. As you can see on the screen, that would make logical sense and perfect sense to accomplish that. DLDOT responded to the service level evaluation request, and I commented on it last time for another conditional use application, but this is, it's always remarkable when the response from DLDOT is that the traffic impact is diminutive, which is less than 50 vehicle trips per day. So this is not a traffic generator, which is good because it's in a rural area. It's also important to note that there is no new entrance that's proposed. Certainly this part of the property could be accessed by Asbury Road, but that's not what's proposed. What's proposed is that the expansion area would use the existing entrance off of Hartsgravel Road. As the commission is familiar with, certain types of conditional uses have a list of special use requirement or special requirements that are found in the code. A borrow pit is one of those. And so I wanted to describe those special requirements and put those on the record quickly. The first requirement is that no material may be brought to the site for processing, mixing, or similar uses. And of course, the material is going to go the other way. It's going to leave the property, not come to the property. The second requirement is that the excavation be controlled to offer reasonable protection to surrounding properties with respect to odors, dust, etc. And I will be handing in a proposed set of findings and conditions which are typical of borrow pits in Sussex County that does have dust protection and those sorts of things in those conditions. Although I would note that it is a rural area and there are not a lot of residences close, but still those protections will be offered. In addition, what's proposed with respect to hours of operation is Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., with no Sunday hours, and that matches the hours of operation from the existing borrow pit. The third special requirement is that the location of the excavation be done in a way that's appropriate with respect to the water table and appropriate slopes. Again, the good news is that there's already an existing borrow pit operation, so they know how and best to accomplish all those things. And with respect to that, there would be the typical, as Mr. Horsey explained to me earlier today, the dredge is set at 97 feet. So there's approximately 100 feet of water that would be within the borrow pit itself. Of course, there are requirements about having side slopes of 4-to-1 so that a person who wandered in didn't immediately go into 100 feet of water. And those would be shown on the site plans as part of this. There are wetlands located on the property in the northeast corner, and they have not been formally delineated, but they would be as part of the final site plan process. What's shown on the screen is what the state mapping would have for those wetlands, but they would of course be formally delineated, and in the proposed conditions there's a 100-foot buffer from those wetlands. The fourth special requirement is that the borrow pit be surrounded by a landscaped, unexcavated buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines and a minimum of 50 feet from all property lines. And what's proposed by the applicant is to double those, and that was part of the initial approval for the initial 199 and a half acres. And so what was proposed along Hartsgravel Road was a buffer of 200 feet from Hartsgravel Road, and that's proposed again to duplicate that up on Asbury Road, the same 200-foot buffer rather. And then with respect to all the other boundaries, there's a 100-foot buffer that's proposed. So the what's proposed complies and does a lot more. The fifth special requirement is that the borrow pit be at least 200 feet from any dwelling on property of other ownership. and no excavation within that 200-foot radius, and because of those buffers that are doubled, this application exceeds those by a great deal, that we will not be close to 200 feet to any residents of other ownership, or any residents that the horsies own, for that matter. But the sixth requirement is that the site plan be submitted with various requirements for existing conditions, proposed excavation area, reclamation areas, approvals from appropriate agencies, and other typical site plan considerations. And that's just essentially the Planning Commission's typical site plan process. As I mentioned a moment ago, the conditions propose a water depth of 100 feet, and that's based upon the conditions in the existing pit. The side slopes are also part of those conditions, and all of these items would be shown on the final site plan and subject to agency approvals through your typical process. The reclamation plan, for the ultimate reclamation plan, when the borrow pit ceases to produce borrow material, will be for it to be a wildlife pond for fish and fowl. As you know, those are the special requirements. The general conditional use requirements, of course, are that the use would promote the general convenience, orderly growth, and prosperity of the county. As the commission is likely aware, what is extracted from a borrow pit is aggregates, which are sand, stone, gravel, and those other types of elements that are the basic building blocks of most of our infrastructure. And these are, of course, important for us as individuals and as a society at large. And one reason that I look forward to borrow pit applications is because the Minerals Education Coalition produces the mineral baby.
Mineral baby. I don't know what I would do.
I am probably the only person in the world who looks forward to seeing if they've updated the mineral baby picture. And they do every 2 years. So this is the 2021 mineral baby. The last one that you saw when I presented was the 2019 version. But again, this is just a pictorial representation of those basic elements that an average person consumes over the course of their life, and that's on a lifetime basis. They also have a chart, which is obviously not as exciting as a baby picture, that shows that every year, essentially, a person needs 38,272 pounds of new minerals. And significant to Sussex County, of course, is that 94% of asphalt, it comes from aggregates, such as comes from a borrow pit. 80% of concrete is made from aggregates. And there is a circular 1110 produced by the U.S. Geological Survey that states that 90% of aggregates are used within 30 to 50 miles of their place of extraction. Of course, if you draw a circle of either 30 or 50 miles around this site, there are a number of public works projects, private projects that would require the use of these aggregates, which demonstrates, of course, that this is of a semi-public or public nature, and that it does promote the health and safety of Sussex County, and essential and desirable for the convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. With that, I'm going to hand some proposed conditions and findings of fact to Mr. Robertson and Mr. Whitehouse, and that is my condensed presentation for this evening.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hutt. We'll stand by and we'll see if there's anyone on the commission that has any questions for you, and we'll start with our resident dirt expert, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
He's hungry.
Mr. Lee Stevens.
No questions.
And our other dirt expert.
Yeah, I understand the need for dirt, so I have no questions.
Okay. Counselor?
No questions for me.
None for me, thanks.
Just for the record, a couple of operational questions, probably for Mr. Horsey.
I was just going to say that. If Mr. Horsey, if you want to step up here now already.
Understanding the concerns that sometimes council and the public has about projects of this nature, creating traffic and so on, and my understanding of how these pits are operated is somewhat limited, but just for the record, I want to ask you, when you have an expansion of this type, do you actually experience any increase in traffic per se, more trucks? Are you going to have more bridges? Or is it mainly just that increases the efficiency and the longevity of the pit?
You want me to state my name, sir?
I would, please.
I couldn't resist. For the record, Bobby Horsey from 14819 Sycamore Road, Laurel, Delaware. No, this would just expand the longevity of the pit.
Right, so there won't be really more trucks on the road. There won't be another dredge in there.
There's plenty of them.
It's going to be the same.
Yep.
The same level of activity. It's just a way to extend the life of the pit.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I do have one statement, though.
Okay.
Mr. Hutt, I think during the hours of operation, unless I heard you wrong, it's trucking hours. It's not hours of operation because the dredge crew does work till midnight.
That is correct. Under the initial approval, that is correct, that there is a condition in there that talks about that the dredging operations can continue into the night.
They work till midnight?
Yeah, they work till midnight.
Jeez.
But the trucks can only come in. The trucking operation is between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
The trucking, the hours that was stated was just general hours of operation. That can't, because our crews work till midnight, or Vulcan's crews.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And so the proposed conditions did not include that. So if that could be noted, that the proposed conditions just had the general hours of operation and not the time for the dredging operation.
I think that's on the record. So I think we've got it. All right. Thank you. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Mr. Wheatley, before we do that, just to follow up on that, I want to make sure we got this right in the conditions. Is there dredging on Sundays too or no? No. Okay. So it's all right till midnight. 6 days a week?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2294 Horsey Family LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2294? Operator, is there anybody standing by that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2294?
At this time, there's currently no one online.
All right. Does anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We will invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.